Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting debate over Idaho's abortion law at the Supreme Court today. Justice Elena Kagan says Idaho's law may be putting women's health at risk.
All of these cases are rare, but within these rare cases, there's a significant number where the woman is, her life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future, unless an abortion takes place.
While Justice Samuel Alito says the Biden administration is oddly invoking a decades-old law requiring hospitals that accept Medicare to provide emergency care regardless of patients' ability to pay.
How can you impose restrictions on what Idaho can criminalize simply because hospitals in Idaho have chosen to participate in Medicare? I don't understand how this squares with the whole theory of the spending clause.
Meanwhile, a proposed repeal of Arizona's near-total ban on abortions has won approval from that state house, clearing its first hurdle a week after a court concluded that the state can enforce the 1864 law, which only offers an exception for saving the patient's life. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is cheering passage of a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, but he says providing the money is only the first step.
Now we need to unleash them. Now we need to actually let them use the tools, the weapons, and the money that we've provided to win, to actually defeat our adversaries, not to just kick this can down the road.
Pompeo says both Russia and Iran are U.S. adversaries, and supporting Ukraine and Israel is vital for U.S. security. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the NASDAQ rose 16, with the S&P 500 up by 1. This is SRN News. The Bible will feature in an auction this summer.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on children from Texas. It's part of the settlement of a lawsuit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital has agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in Texas. A growing number of states are enacting laws restricting or banning sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. What's the noise all about?
Emerging cicadas are so loud in one South Carolina county that residents are calling the sheriff's office asking why they can hear sirens or a loud roar. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office says some people have even flagged down deputies to ask what all the noise is about. Trillions of red-eyed periodical cicadas are emerging from underground in the eastern U.S. this month. The broods emerging are on 13 or 17-year cycles. John Scott reporting.
A federal aviation official says one of the two pilots aboard an airplane carrying fuel reported there was a fire on the airplane shortly before it crashed and burned outside Fairbanks, Alaska. They were attempting to return to Fairbanks International Airport when they lost contact. That plane crashed about 7 miles outside Fairbanks, killing all aboard. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.